Today's practice, returning to this moment with the body scan. So in these challenging times, returning to the body is a powerful way to take care of ourselves, to cultivate resilience in the face of the difficult. And so begin to connect with the body in whatever posture you have chosen, whether you're sitting, standing, lying down. And feel the touch points where the body makes contact with surfaces, whether feet, bottom, hands, back against a mat, head against a mat. Sense of the clothing, the hair perhaps, glasses. Sense of being enveloped by the air, always generous. And that being a part of this living, breathing planet. And taking a few moments to having some nice full breaths, breathing in fully, exhaling fully, enjoying the release through the exhale. With each exhale, let the body settle more deeply into your chosen posture. And then letting the breathing subside and just be as it is. And as best you can, resolving to bring friendliness to yourself and your experiences through the practice. Resolving to cultivate interest in the sensations as they show. As they arise and also as they pass. Noticing the difference between feeling directly the sensations and thinking about the sensations. We think about sensations as permanent, especially when they're challenging. And we may grasp after pleasant sensations, thinking they're permanent. But the body shows us everything is arising and passing. It's just how it is. So resolving on this friendly, kind interest that's wise to how things are. Letting go of the breathing, let it subside into the background. And drop your awareness, if you please, down into your feet. And feel the soles of your feet and that connection with the earth. A direct sensory awareness. feeling to the toes and the spaces between the toes. Can you notice pulsations, vibrations, cool, warm? Feeling too into the tops of the feet. And if you like, breathing down through the body into the feet as a way to deepen awareness a little more. Feeling the feet as a whole as you breathe down into them. And on an exhale, let's now release the feet and draw our attention into the lower limbs with the ankles, shins, and calves. What can you notice here? Returning again and again to the body, to this moment. The body is always in this moment. It's reliable. Let your attention move up into the knees. Let yourself breathe down from the knees, down through the lower legs. It's a way to heighten the awareness, nothing to change, to fix, or correct, but rather to deepen attention, if those instructions are helpful for you. If not, just feel knees to ankles. And on an exhale, releasing that and letting awareness travel up into the thighs, all the way up into the hip joints. Feeling this large region. Getting grounded in the body. And then breathing all the way down the entire length of the lower extremities to the toes. And feeling them as a whole, just as they are. noticing their changing nature. The variety of sensations coming and going. Alive, vibrant, nothing static, stagnant, fixed, all changing. On an exhale, let's now release the lower extremities and shift into the upper, beginning with the hands. Allowing ourselves to feel the thumbs and the fingers. Tremendous sensory information, often quite pleasant, though not necessarily. What can you feel here? Can you feel pulsation, vibration, tingling, warmth, coolness? Taking good care of any sleepiness by opening the eyes at any point or standing. Sensing into the palms of the hands. In the backs of the hands. Breathing in and out of the hands. If it's helpful. And on an exhale, releasing the hands, coming into the forearms, from wrists up to and including the elbows. Returning again and again to this moment through body. Letting the thoughts and troubling emotions, the to-do lists, the shopping lists, the worry, the planning, the daydreaming, just letting it all be for now. And resolving to be present through body. Letting attention travel up into the upper arms, including the shoulder joints. The mind will travel far away from this moment. It's not a problem, it's what minds do. And yet we can gently train it to return to here through the body. Sensing the breath, breathing all the way down the arms to the fingertips. Feeling the upper extremities all together. Letting the sensations be as they are, trusting their changing nature. On an exhale, releasing the upper extremities and dropping attention into the pelvic region, the buttocks, the sitting bones, the genitals, the hip joints again, the bones of the pelvis. Noticing there's a little movement of the breath, even in the pelvic region. And on an exhale from that, allowing awareness to travel into the belly. Feeling the abdomen, how it's rising and falling with the breathing, and sensing deeper within, maybe a sense of digestion. Maybe some troubling sensations that actually might be more a part of the emotional life than anything going on with body per se. Opening to those sensations too. They too are moving. Not trying to fix anything. But rather giving a kind attention to experiences in the body. On an exhale, allowing attention to move to the low back. Tailbone region, sacrum, lumbar spine, the muscles, regions that can be tight and sore with stress. And even down here, we can feel gentle movements of the breathing. Or you might take a deliberate breath right down into the tailbone, just to feel it a little more deeply, this region. Then gradually let awareness travel up the back, higher up towards the waist, feeling the lower ribs opening to sensations in the muscles. Letting awareness travel up the back, feeling spine, ribs, muscles, movements of breathing. Coming into the shoulder blade region and the shoulder muscles. Often troubled areas with the stress of our lives. If there's tension here, can we just say, well, of course there is. There's tension in the world. I too carry it. And we can let it be. Maybe even let it go a bit with awareness, a loving awareness. And let that awareness travel into the back of the neck. Tight shoulders, tight back of the neck often go hand in hand. And feel the breathing from the nape of the neck all the way down to the tailbone, feeling the whole back of the torso. Just as it is in this moment. And now this moment. And on an exhale, releasing that and letting your awareness travel into the chest, the heart region. You might feel the heartbeat, certainly the movements of breathing. You might hear too, like belly and back. Feel sensations that are about troubling emotions and opening to those too with a kind curiosity. Ah, yes, there you are, of course. Soothing touch to ourselves at any point. And letting awareness travel into the front of the neck. Here too, an important region that shows up with tension, when our feelings are troubled in some way. And now, breathing all the way down from the neck through the torso, feeling all of the torso, just knowing it as a whole. And on an exhale, let's shift and breathe in and out of face and head, feeling it as a whole. And then letting the breathing be, feeling chin and the jaw on either side, regions that can be tense when we're stressed. Opening into the sensations in the cheeks, the facial muscles, the cheekbones. All of our emotions felt in the face. And sensing now, if you will, the mouth, all the parts, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palate. Aware now of the nose, the passage of air through the nose. Shifting to the eyes, eyeballs, lids, muscles around and between. And into the forehead. Letting awareness sweep over the scalp, the crown of the head, the back, the sides, sense of the cranium, the skin, the hair. Feeling the ears, an opening awareness to the hearing. And breathing in and out of face and head, And let the breathing in and out extend down through to the fingertips. Through the torso to the tailbone. And from the pelvis all the way down to the toes. Feeling breath and body as a whole once again. A wide, spacious, friendly, interested awareness. And noticing how returning to this moment through the body scan, may have benefited you today. Even if it was challenging, there may have been moments where you were able to really come back and be with things, be with yourself as you are. And dedicating any of these benefits to our own welfare and to that of others whose lives we touch. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be peaceful. May we all live with ease and freedom.